I'm Emmanuel Berry, in for Mark Bayshore. This is Current State. The 1491s describe themselves as a gaggle of Indians chock full of cynicism and splashed with a good dose of indigenous satire. The five Native American artists create work that will make you snicker, but also make you think. Videos on their YouTube channel range from physical and satirical comedy about Indian authenticity to spoken word poems about the abuse of Native women. I spoke with Bobby Wilson and Dallas Goldtooth of the 1941s earlier this week. I asked them how the group came together, as many of the members reside in different states, but Bobby and Dallas had different stories about their origins. Dallas Goldtooth offered his version of their creation first.
Well, the short and skinny of it is that we all happened to be in the same place at the same time in Minneapolis and kind of knew each other in a general way and decided that we wanted to make a parody video. And so that's my version of it.
All right,
that's
Bobby.
Probably the best I've ever heard you explain it, actually. Everybody else you ask, even me, I'm like, well, Dallas and his brother, Miggy Z, they're brothers. They don't look like each other, but that's because... they're stepbrothers, and then
yeah, that's usually what.
And then it goes on.
It devolves down to well
together a couple times, and
I want to talk about one of the first videos that you made, the New Moon Wolfpack auditions. And for listeners out there who don't know what that is a movie in the Twilight series, New Moon.
Who doesn't know?
I don't know. There are people out there.
I feel like, all right. Well, that was, I guess, one of the first videos that we put out. And honestly, it wasn't really, we didn't think too deep about it. It was just an idea that we thought was funny in the moment. The movie New Moon had just dropped. It just came out. And the big hoopla was, you know, the wolves, the Indian transforming shapeshifter hot-bod wolves. And we thought that was just a prime, I don't know, what is it, target, prime target to mm-hmm. to parody. As Indian men who do not have those type of bodies. Except Bobby. Bobby does have
for sure
a 12-pack stomach.
It's in there. Yeah. It's buried in there.
See, I do, but it's hidden. It's just potential. Yeah. I have a whole lot of potential.
I want to play a clip from that video. This is after the casting director has asked you to show him your Indian stuff, as he phrases it. And you guys danced around screaming, half-dressed, and now you're doing your individual auditions.
Before we start, may I ask, you turn that off. Because in our way, that thing you have there, that machine, may take my soul.
No, we can't, because this is an audition.
I get mistaken on the street a lot for a jaguar paw from Apocalyptico. You know, that movie.
But it may take my soul, and I do not want that. I can never go back to my people.
You won't get the part if we got to turn this off, because we have to show the director this.
Film away.
Okay.
That video, there's so many things going on. You're critiquing Hollywood, not employing tribal actors, and there's also issues of authenticity addressed. Why use humor to get at these serious things?
It's probably the best way to really address it. How do I articulate that, really? I mean, if you got to explain the joke, it isn't funny, right?
Yeah.
But I once heard Dallas say that Richard Pryor once said that humor comes from a dark place.
Did I say that?
You said that. Richard Pryor said that.
Well, gosh darn it, that's a good gem of truth, isn't
it?
Yeah,
sure is, you know? If you're not laughing, you're crying. Somebody else told me that.
We're just going. Yeah. I'm just thinking about all the wooden plaques on my mom's wall. Yeah. Well, if he who hoots with the owls at
Indian
night
wisdoms.
Cannot soar with the eagles in the morning.
Yeah.
No, I did hear that. Is that a lot of comedy comes from a dark place? Some of the greatest comedians that you see out there, not necessarily be the subject, but their background, where they come from, it's also could be seen as a way of coping or. The way I like to see it is a prime target in a lot of our comedy is Indian men, you know, us, or we as Native men. And I like to see on an intellectual level, it's a means of us kind of coming to grips with all that crap that we've been taught about how to be and just kind of regurgitating that out. You know, it's a means for me, I guess, to process what it means to be a Native man, and just have fun with that. You know, and be you know, highlight it in its own dysfunctionality.
That sounds
I'm okay
right.
with that. Yeah.
Are you okay
he
with
went
that?
To Berkeley,
okay
with that. Just
thank
so you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
When it comes to this kind of humor, I think that I really like to make fun of stuff that I hate and that I am sort of afraid of. And I think that that helps kind of deal with personal issues mm-hmm. on a number of levels. And to be able to make fun of things that have a deep effect and impact on the Indian community that we've grown up in gives us a little more power to do away with it rather than to complain about it.
It's taking control, in yeah. a sense.
Yeah.
You guys are clearly funny. But when did you realize that, you know, these funny videos that you were posting were actually reaching people and having an impact?
I realized almost right away because I think it was the day after I got done with these guys hanging out and making that video. I was teaching art classes for a week in St. Francis, South Dakota. And some of the kids had remembered me because I'd been going every year for the past couple of years before that. And that video came out, I think, my third day that I was there. And literally the next day, all those kids had already seen that video. Not, I didn't show them that video. They're just like, hey, I just saw you. And they're all trying to hack into their blocked YouTube pages on their school's network.
Yeah.
So right away, I was like, dang, man, like we just made that. And I didn't even know that it was online yet.
Yeah. I think I was in denial for a long time. But I don't know. There was never a single moment, but I think one moment that stands out is there's this powwow called Gathering of Nations. It's the largest powwow in North America. I mean, they have like, you know, 50,000 people show up. It's in New Mexico. And at the powwow, I sit down and out of nowhere, the powwow MC, who's the MC for the entire event, calls me out and says, Dallas Goldtooth, are you here? Come on up. Yeah. And he did that because I did a video parodying him and doing his voice. And so he tried calling me out. I never went up. I got scared. I went to the porta potty and sat there and cried for about half an hour. How does he know me?
It's true.
Yeah.
Everybody was texting you.
Yeah. So that was a moment that stands out in my mind.
At the core, I think of all of your projects after watching a lot of your videos is this idea of being your own storytellers. And that's something that you're also encouraging others to do with Represent. Talk a little bit about that.
The Represent series is a series that we did.
We continue to do.
We continue. It's an ongoing project of ours. And I mean, the purpose of it is that it speaks for itself. And so, you know, I can only say so much, but really the power and the impact comes from you watching it. And so if you're listening, go to YouTube and type in Represent 1491s and see the number of videos. I think we have like 40 or 30 videos out or whatever. It's of sorts speaking out, but also speaking in to ourselves of reaffirming our existence as Native people today, in the moment, as we are in all its beautiful complexity. You know, whether you're an iron worker working on the buildings or whether you're a casino floor manager or whether you're a student, all those different things, we really want to just highlight the complexity and the diversity amongst Native people today. Because in the college classes, in the high school classes, in the TV, the dominant narrative about Native people is always exists within a space of yesterday, of the past. You know, that's all you get. So we want to kind of challenge that in our way.
What do you guys have in mind for the future? I mean, your YouTube channel is really successful. You guys are doing a lot of speaking engagements. Bobby, what's next?
We'll probably just keep doing this until we're like 50. Yeah. And everybody will go, hey, Wolfpack.
Me. Come here. We're going to...
Okay, we just got off of a one-week retreat. As a group, last year we had our first annual retreat, which produced several videos and also an outline for what type of full-length movie we would like to make. So we, this year, had our retreat in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, and spent a little time in Tulsa outlining and planning what this feature-length movie is going to look like. And we also filmed several videos, some of which have been released, some of which are being edited. I don't know what the plan really is, if there is a plan, but it's really just to keep on enjoying what we do. Because mm-hmm. if we stop having a good time, then what's the point?
There are a lot of people out there who would consider themselves to be allies of the Native American community. But sometimes in doing that, they end up being exploitive. What is the best way to act or to be an advocate for the Native American community?
Damn, she dropped the heavy one.
I'm sorry
one.
I got so serious at Damn. The end here.
I hate that question.
The weights are weighing me down right now. I can't do it, brother.
There is no real way, unless they want to do the go back to Europe movement. They're starting one, I've heard.
I guess they're building boats now. Yeah,
they're starting to build boats.
And Norway is opening up a process where you can go back to Norway. And just a little thing to think about is, man, like most impacted communities, ethnic communities, I mean, we got a lot of crap we're dealing with on our own. A lot of stuff that within ourselves. And so it just takes away so much energy and time trying to explain stuff to you, you know, trying to like break it down for you and help you understand and be more compassionate, helping you. And if you realize that's just another way of exploitation, is that you're taking time that we could be doing helping our own people, teaching you. And that I'm just like, you know, there's a part they have to be educated. You know, of course, you got to educate yourself, but
call people out.
Call your own folks out and keep them in check. And that was one of the best ways, you know. If you see somebody really like, hey, man, I'm going to the sweat lodge and, like, it's so awesome, you should come to it. You should be like, no, dude, that's not our way, man. Just chill out on that. Put away the sandalwood incense. Put it away.
Dallas Goldtooth and Bobby Wilson are members of the Native American Artist Collective, the 1491s.